Broadcasting is Charlotte McCoy's broadcast event in Frisco, Texas during ACM Awards Show Week. Off and running, and with us is John Morgan. John, first of all, good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
All right, let's give a little background on John here, because the last time, you may know the name if you're listening right now. John Morgan, how did I know that? Well, it was like the first show in the arena after the pandemic. You came through with the Aldean Tour, Jason Aldean Tour. You were with Laney,
right.
And you opened that.
Because
you've known Jason for a long time. So, but John's got a brand new single with us. But you've heard John's music on the radio. Just give me your top three hits that you've written. I know you know the Carrie Jason Aldean duet, right?
Yeah. If I Didn't Love You, Trouble with a Heartbreak, and then I'd probably say That's What Tequila Does. Probably the next one. Yeah.
Great song. What's your favorite of those three that you've written?
Probably Trouble with a Heartbreak.
Man.
That was the first time I came out of a writing session just like, and had a demo right away. And I listened to that thing probably 30 times on the way home in my truck and just fell in love with that song. I don't know. It was special.
Yeah, and after that show that you played in Spokane, we were expecting you to really come out of, like, gangbusters. And there was a little bit of a lull until this single gets released.
Yeah.
And a big portion of that is you get a lot of push from Jason. He is just, like, your biggest champion.
Yeah.
What is that friendship like between you guys?
I mean, for me, it's the biggest, you know, confidence boost I could have or ask for, is for somebody like him to not only tell me how much he believes in me, but to tell other people, you know, hey, this is my guy, you know, I believe in this guy. And I don't know, I think just on a lot of different ends, it's helped me, you know, really kind of evolve and develop and get comfortable with being an artist. And, you know, because, you know, I've been doing the songwriting thing for 3 or 4 years, and it's just a different world. But I think when I realized, like, you know, I wanted to transition into this artist mode, like, it was always in the back of my mind, but, you know, when the reality of it kicked in, he was a huge help in, like, you know, just kind of steering me in ways to avoid certain things, or like, hey, you can cut some corners here. Hey, you know, it's just, it's invaluable.
Do this,
really.
Not that. Don't do this, do that kind
yeah.
of thing. Those
yeah.
kind of things. Is this your first, did you do the CMAs or ACMs or anything like that before? Or is this your first round of radio interviews? Since you
I did CMAs and then CRS.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you loving it? You liking it?
I do, man. I enjoy getting to see people and meet new people and, you know, get to hang out. I always enjoy that. So
tell me about Carpet Warehouse. Look at your hat.
Hey, I'm repping. This is my buddy. He's out in Burns, Tennessee.
Okay.
And Kevin, shout out to Kevin and his carpet business.
That's awesome.
He's the man. I love that guy.
Well, we post a picture with John a little later on our socials, so you got to look at the red hat. It says Carpet Warehouse with a phone number on it. There's not even an area code on it, so you know it's a small town.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to know where it's at.
Yeah. I love that so much. Well, man, it's great to see you. I remember you rolling through with that tour a few years ago. We won't talk about it after the show, but on stage, man, you just knew looking at you, watching you, there was something special there. So we're excited for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
John Morgan, everybody.
Yeah.